Effingham Radio News. I'm Vanessa Torres. This morning, I have Miss Carrie Skogsberg from the American Heart Association. How are you doing today?
Doing great, thank you.
Oh, that is awesome. So, I know with the holidays coming up, everyone's excited to eat all kinds of awesome food, but we always have to worry about eating healthy as well, right? So I believe that you guys have this healthy eating guide coming out.
We do. We have it up on our website. It's a free resource. If you go to our website, which is heart.org, and you know, put in holiday healthy eating guide, and it lists a ton of different resources for healthy ingredient swaps and for ways to make your dishes healthier, and also provides a lot of recipes for some, you know, holiday dishes, mm-hmm. and then recipes for drinks as well, because, you know, a lot of our calories and added sugars that we consume during the holidays come from drinks as well.
Oh, yeah, eggnog.
So, yeah.
Oh, for
so,
sure.
A lot of great resources.
So you say that there's a lot of recipes. What would be one of your favorites?
Oh, man. Well, you know, there's this cauliflower mash, and then, you know, there's an apple bread pudding as well that I think is a great healthy recipe, healthier dessert. I have a sweet tooth, so, you know, if you're looking for a way to satisfy that sweet tooth, you know, why not do something that's a little bit healthier and, you know, has some of the seasonal fruits in it, and you know, kind of gives you a little bit of a healthier take on it.
Oh, for sure. Say, I know I have a huge sweet tooth, especially in the holidays with all the candy, so
right.
I completely understand. So what would be another thing that people could do possibly to reduce their calories and their sugar and intake whenever it's the holiday season?
Well, what we always try and tell people is to add color to as many of your meals as possible, whether that's a holiday meal or just your everyday meals during the, you know, holiday season. We're all so busy and crazed with, you know, having to get all of our shopping done and all of the parties that we're going to. And, you know, it's such a busy time of year. But if you can think about adding color from fruits and vegetables to every meal, or, you know, to your snacks, and really trying to get in those 5 fruits and vegetables every day, you know, that's very important. It kind of fills you up before you go to those parties. Or, you know, maybe you can be the person to bring a healthier dish, like a fruit tray or a veggie tray, or, you know, some sort of salad or something like that to, you know, to a holiday party that gives other people, you know, a healthier option as well.
Oh, definitely. Say, I see here on your website that you guys actually have, this actually sounds really good, a roasted turkey with a butternut squash and asparagus. Not gonna lie, if I was cooking this year, I would totally make that. So
yes. I love butternut squash. That's,
oh yeah,
one of my,
I've never had it. I want to try it for sure. So, well, I'm so happy I was able to talk to you today. Is there anything else you would like to add?
You know, we just and in addition to eating, you know, we try and remind people around the holidays, you know, to think about their, you know, health as a whole, and really try and fit in, you know, 30 minutes of physical activity, whether it's, you know, taking your dog for a walk or playing a game outside with your kids, you know, trying to fit in a way to be active as often as possible, you know, getting enough rest to manage your stress, and, you know, really just try and look at ways that you can make your dishes healthier. In that holiday eating healthy guide, we have a list as well for different swaps that mm-hmm. you can do that help reduce the amount of sodium, the amount of sugar, the amount of fat, you know, but really still keeps the flavor and the taste in your dishes. So, you know, check it out. Go to heart.org and, you know, search for the Holiday Healthy Eating Guide, and hopefully it can help you to have a healthier holiday.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely looking forward to this holiday season. Carrie, thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. With Effingham Radio News, I'm Vanessa Torres.